Members of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG, have joined their colleagues in the Polytechnic to embark on a nationwide strike in all public universities. This is to pressurize government to pay their outstanding book and research allowance. Speaking on Behind the News, the president of the association, Dr. Samuel Wufuri Bekwin, said the refusal by government to listen to their demand has forced them to withdraw their services.
We've exhausted every channel that was available to me. In actual fact, as and when there seemed to be an opening for to resolve the issue, the ministry always come back with a new demand. Specifically, initially we were asked by the or directed by the Labour Commission to go for negotiation, which we complied. Just then the ministry said that instead of mediation, we should rather go for voluntary arbitration. Because we still wanted a peaceful resolution to the issue, we complied with their request. And the Labour Commission went ahead to appoint a sole arbitrator to arbitrate the issue. Just at the time that the sole arbitrator was about to start the work, the ministry once again wrote to the Labour Commission and topic is that they are no longer going for the voluntary arbitration. They rather want to go for compulsory arbitration. But when we have not even started the process, so it's like any time that we seem to get through a solution, then something will come and then the whole thing will go back to where we started from. If you are really interested in solving the issue, why were they not even giving the clear timelines? And for us, without those things, there's no way that we can go to the classroom.
Heard UTAG President Samuel Wufuri Bekwin. Meanwhile, the PRO of the Education Ministry, Paul Cramper, has described UTAG's decision as regrettable. He said the ministry has engaged UTAG in recent times to inform them about efforts government is putting in place to address their concerns.
It's just unfortunate for UTAG to say that they made the ministry on several occasions without any resolution. There was a crash meeting at the Ministry of Education at the instance of government, where we had the representative of the Finance Ministry, Employment and Labour Relations Ministry, as well as the Ministry of Education and Federal Judiciary Commission. Now, we left that because we realized that there was a need for us to resolve this issue. UTAG was also there, so we discussed this issue very extensively. They were made to understand that the government has taken a decision to pay them the 2013-2014 basic allowance. We all agreed that we got a move in the right direction. And then what we said was that there was a need for us to sit down later on and then look at how the National Research Fund will be established. In fact, there was a memorandum of understanding. They were given the opportunity to look at the issue critically. They said they were very much appreciative of all the issues that had been raised in the country.
Now they are on strike. How will the ministry get them back to the classroom?
Then the National Labour Commission has ordered that there should be arbitration. So I think we were trying to see the amicable solution to the issue. And now that they are not ready to, we will go into arbitrary arbitration.
Paul Cramper is the PRO of the Education Ministry.